Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Today we're going to be talking about the first round. A lot of movement, especially on the back end there. Matt, when we taking a look at some of the stuff, and obviously the big three up top was kind of, I don't know, to be expected, I guess. Wasn't 100% sure where Rome Odunze went, but we did talk about it on this particular show, how fun it would be if the Bears loaded up and went Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze and then just completely revamped what they got. So we'll just start right there in Chicago. They go with Caleb number one. They turn around. They luckily find Odunze fall to them. I thought Odunze might go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Nope, didn't go there.
They went in a different direction, which we don't have to break down on this show.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they did decide to go in a slightly different direction.
So Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, they make a trade for Keenan Allen. They've got DJ Moore in-house. This unit is an exciting unit, man.
Yeah, I mean, for Chicago, you have to feel alive, you know, for the first time since whenever the last time they had an outrageous amount of ill-fated hope was, which was probably, you know, when Justin Fields was drafted. But I do think this unit looks great on paper, right? Which is fantastic. And I think the biggest... There's obviously like a fantasy discussion to have,
which is
how do you split up the target share here? And how similar is this to what we saw with like Jackson Smith and Jigba last year, where highly touted first round prospect goes to a place where there's two established veteran receivers? That is obviously on paper. It's going to be a tough room to split up. But, you know, forget about that for a second and whether even we even want to have that conversation on this show. I do think it's a slightly different situation for a couple of different reasons. But from just a football perspective, this is what Chicago should do. They should really never be in a position where they're chasing weapons with Caleb Williams, right? Like, you don't want to be...
Create a strength is the point that we were saying, right? Like, you want to be able to make other teams adjust to you, not the other way around.
Because for me, like, again, everything in the offseason is on paper. Everything is perfect right now, right? The Jets take a tackle because they can sit there and realize, hey, we have Tyron Smith in-house, but it's Tyron Smith. Like, he's probably a lock to miss some time this year. And frankly, like, if we're going to be honest, I think Keenan Allen is at that point in his career, right? I mean, he missed time to end last year, even while he was having a dynamic season, which, you know, again, this room would look like a disaster if it was DJ Moore and, you know, Tyler Scott and, like, Dante Pettis, these guys that are hanging around the end of the roster, right, if Keenan Allen was to get injured.
Right.
Now it's not in that position. So even from a year one impact standpoint, it's a critical pick. But obviously for the future, Keenan Allen's 32 years old.
Right.
He's on a one-year – he's got 1 year remaining on his contract. You don't want to be in a position where the first thing you got to do in 2025 is, well, we got to beef up the receiver room, right? You know, so you get this done now. You get Rome in the building. Obviously – All the reports were that Caleb Williams pushed for them to draft Rome Odunze. He, very similar to like a CJ Stroud, Tank Dell situation last year, this is the guy I want. I think this was a little bit more like, yeah, this is the guy I want. And Ryan Poles and the Bears say, yeah, good call, because that's the guy we want too.
Right, exactly. Well, they lucked out again because Odunze did fall to them at 9, which is really nice. I will say this. Okay, so I want to throw out some numbers here in regards to the role that Odunze is going to play, right? So we know he's probably going to line up outside. When we're talking about the Bears last year, fifth fewest outside wide receiver receptions, the 10th fewest yards, but they had the 6th fewest attempts as well, right? So pretty productive given what they kind of sort of had, but obviously this was a unit that just, an offensive unit that did not throw to the outside a ton, just 6 receiving touchdowns to outside wide receivers. That's a bottom 10 figure in the NFL as well. When you throw in Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and now Rome Odunze, this is a unit that obviously from an outside perspective, Matt, now becomes a strength for them.
Right. And I mean, I would argue that Caleb Williams now, if Rome Odunze is the player that I think he is, right? And for me, I thought he was the second best receiver in the class.
Right.
A player that really didn't have a true weakness, I think could play all 3 receiver spots. That's critical to this too, is that I think there's going to be some inner position versatility.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah, like I think DJ Moore is a guy that can play all 3 positions. Right. I think Rome Odunze, you want to put him in the slot, I think that's perfectly fine. I mean, he's more of a pure outside receiver. I will be interested to see, you know, as the alignment bros, I will be interested to see who actually takes more snaps on the line of scrimmage, DJ Moore or Rome Odunze. To me, I think it probably should be Rome. I think he actually profiles more as a true vertical X than even DJ Moore does, because I think DJ Moore can be weaponized as a player. You're moving around pre-snap, stuff like that. So, you know, you go from a room that had kind of 2 players that I think were not so interchangeable in Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, because you really don't want Keenan playing a ton outside at this point in his career, to now like, okay, where you get Keenan Allen 25% of his snaps outside, that means Moore is taking some snaps inside. That means Odunze is taking some snaps inside. And that is just going to create a situation where
mismatches everywhere.
Mismatches everywhere. Defenses are going to have a lot to think about. You know, by the way, they do have a solid tight end. They have
Cole Kmet. Yeah, mm-hmm.
They have guys coming out of the backfield and DeAndre Swift, you know, who's a reasonable pass catcher. Probably not as good as some people wanted him to be, whatever, but it's not a terrible situation there. And for Caleb Williams, man, like, if Rome Odunze is a player that I think he is, I think this is one of the 5 best receiver trios in the league,
100%.
Potentially. I mean, what they've got down there in Houston's really good. I'd have to sit there and like go through across the league and everything, but you know, San Francisco adding my guy Ricky Pearsall, who we'll talk about later. That's going to be one of those better receiver trios for sure. But right now, on paper,
top 5. It's top 5 easy.
I think it's easy top 5.
Easy top 5. And again, we can go through that exercise, but I mean, I think they're probably pushing for top 3. Honestly, if we're kind of taking a look at it. It's just, I mean, the Bears have revamped. It's crazy to me that the Bears in their history have never had a 4,000-yard passer. They're going to have a 4,000-yard passer this year.
They've also never had a player throw 30 touchdowns, and I don't know if you saw the call that Rome Odunze did with local media, one of the radio stations or something, and they asked him who was the Bears' receiving yard leader in terms of franchise history. He guessed Brandon Marshall. Marshall. I don't remember who the player was.
Alshon Jeffrey?
No. It's somebody from like the 60s or something like that. And they said, okay, yeah, he had about like just over 5,000 yards or 5,500 yards, maybe. Again, I could look this up, but
who cares?
I'm holding a mic in this in our very professional studio.
Yeah.
So, and again, Rome Odunze just goes 5,500 in the career. So yeah, I think that this is a dawn of a new age in Chicago in terms of passing game ceiling and efficiency.
Yeah, man, it's going to be great.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.